We are going to talk about meeting people. Just so that you know, I have, my name is Cindy Machado. I've been with the company for 12 years, and I have been, I have moved four times since I've been with the business. And I don't have a large family, and I've never been around family and friends from day one since I started. And so I've always had to be really creative on how to meet people. And I have done some funky things. But we're going to talk about the ones that have worked to save you a lot of time. And what I really believe is that it takes having five circles of influence to work this business. What we tend to do is rely on one source, and when it doesn't work, we get frustrated and we feel that nobody wants to do this and it just doesn't work. And or it's saturated or whatever. And that's just ridiculous. There are thousands and thousands of women out there that are looking for pampering, just to be treated special, and they're also looking for a great product, they're looking for convenience, they're looking for our services, and so we just need to find them. So what I would suggest is, as I give you these ideas, is I would suggest that you select five of them that you're going to try to put into place, okay? Now, some of them are going to take time. That's why I want you to pick five, because some of them really do produce really well, but they take time to evolve, to build a relationship with maybe a certain business person. But networking just is key to any kind of a sales business. And even in anyone who owns their own business, networking is big. If you've got a lot of people working for you out there, getting your name out there, then you are going to grow a whole lot faster. And you can do it very inexpensively. There's some ways, there are some things that cost money, but there are a lot of things that don't. So let's start off with a few ideas that I started with. And we'll start with some that, like I said, are inexpensive. They don't cost you anything. The first idea, that one of the ideas that worked for me is a salon, okay? Now, salons, again, it takes a little bit of time. You've got to find one that you can build a relationship with. There are a lot that have their own products in there, and there are some that are just snotty. They're just not going to be open to something new and new ideas. So I'd suggest that you bounce around to a whole bunch of them, find out who the manager or the owner is, and see if they're open to being creative. Some of them are very open to networking with other people, and some of them are just closed, set in their ways, and they're going to stay small, and that's all right. So find one that looks kind of up to date, that looks like they're doing some advertising in their window, if they've got banners and things like that. If you've seen a flyer about them in any of those coupon type books or magazines or newspapers, then that tells me that that person is really hungry for business and they might be open to working with you. So I would go in and talk with them. And again, you can also consider salons that you do business with yourself. So I would go in and I would talk to the manager and just ask, what I do are pamper sessions for your clients, and it's just a client appreciation. And by the way, you guys, I am going to have all of the flyers of these ideas, anything that has to do with a flyer that you need for it, I am going to have it available on Pam Shaw's website under my face, okay? Being an Inner Circle director in her area, she allows us to keep documents under our name on her website. So all you would do is click onto directors and you click onto my face, and then in behind that will be these documents, okay? So the first one is the salon, and I did make a flyer with this one particular salon, and I put it up at the front desk, and it says, in appreciation of our clients, we are offering complimentary makeovers by Cindy Mack on this particular day. Now, I don't put Mary Kay on there because I don't want them to prejudge, and I don't want it to be like Mary Kay is in the salon, so we just do free makeovers, okay? Free makeovers for our clients and appreciation, yada yada. You put the date and time, and then what you do is you have the salon book you. So you are like one of the girls cutting the hair. You're in the book, and they're scheduling you makeovers every 45 minutes. Now, you are going to do it just as if you went to somebody's home. This is not that you're setting up shop here. It's a special event. It's just like if you were making an appointment with someone to go to their home. Instead, she's coming to the salon. You sit her in the chair, and she does herself. Okay, you go through it and you tell her when she sits down, say, listen, this is a different type of a makeover. I want you to feel like you can look this good every day. And if I do it today, you're not going to be able to duplicate it. So I'm going to teach you how to do this. The first thing is that you need to be taking care of your skin. You go through, you have her wash your skin, and you do it quickly. You don't go through the whole dissertation because you only have 45 minutes, but you just want to quickly go clean your face, da-da-da-da. This is why you use this product. Okay, now you're going to put this eye here, da-da-da-da, and you walk her through just like any other facial. I mean, I have done really well. Now you can offer incentives to the staff there in the salon and tell them that I'll give you $10 in product for every person that you book for me. Because you know once she gets in a chair, she's going to buy something. So you tell her, you make up little goodie packages for all the girls that work there. Do a little goodie bag and put it at their station. Put signs for the stations that you could post up on their mirror. Schedule your complimentary makeover for Saturday. Client appreciation, just little bursts. You know how you can get those signs at Office Depot that they have, like for sale signs, but they also have little starburst ones? You can use those to put on their mirrors in the stations, okay, to promote that one day. Promote it. Give the person who works behind the desk, a lot of times the receptionist, she doesn't cut hair, she talks to every single person before they leave and when they make their appointment. Tell her when people are calling to make an appointment that day, let them know I'm going to be there, and whoever you schedule for me, I'll give you $10 in free product. Give her a book and a sample so she gets excited about the product herself. When you get the staff involved, it will work. But you've got to get them to love you. They're not going to promote you unless they trust you, because these clients are their clients. And so what's going to happen if they like you, and maybe you've come in and done makeovers on the staff there, when that person's sitting in her chair and they're having conversation while she's cutting her hair, she's going to go, oh my gosh, you need to sit with Cindy. She's so good. You're going to love it. She's coming on Saturday. I'm telling you, it's really good. And what happens is when the staff really gets hooked on the product, they tell them what to buy. Tell her to do that satin lips on you. It is so good. Oh, you need the Miracle Set. Are you using eye creams? I had a girl that cut hair. She literally would sell Miracle Sets and whole roll-up bags for me before they even sat in my chair. They were saying, well, I need this, this, and this. Sue Ann already told me I need this. And $175 a pop. I'd leave on $1,000 days at the salon. So, and that you also make sure, I would maybe pre-get the names and phone numbers of everybody that's booked and call them the day before. See if they have a consultant, okay? You don't want to be stealing customers. And then also let them know that, you know, you're really excited to teach them how to make themselves over every day looking beautiful, yada, yada. Just confirming your appointments. Now, if you've got little laps, then you can do satin hands on anyone. Okay, so that's the ideal situation. Some of the salons won't let you do that right away. You need to get in and make them like you. So the first thing you're going to do is say, can I just come on a Saturday when it's busy and I'll just do satin hands on all the people while they're waiting? I won't push anything on them. I'm just going to treat them. I'll just do satin hands while they're sitting with their color or they're waiting in the waiting area. I'll just say, come on, I want to make your hands feel like silk. And we're doing hand treatments, free hand treatments for all of our clients. And hang out and get to know the people. It takes time to get to know the staff, but once they like you, forget it. They will buy the product from you, and so will all their clients. So that's one of the ideas. The next one is brides. Find either bridal shops, brides in the newspaper, bridal fairs. Brides are awesome because brides make great customers. Obviously, they're looking to look their best. They also are going through a change in their life, and they make great recruits because they're now getting married. They're thinking about a family. There's more security now because they don't have to take care of themselves. They now have a husband that's going to, you know, help with the finances. So they're ready to make a change. I am telling you, I did incredible last year with brides. I mean, being on the Court of Recruiting last year, I'd probably say if half to two-thirds of my recruits were from brides. It was either the mother of the bride or the sister of the bride or the bride themselves, but it's so funny because they all now talk to each other on my unit going, you're from Maven's Bridal too? So you want to really get hooked somehow, some way with brides and do a run-through with them. This isn't to do makeovers on them on that day and touching them. If that's not your forte, you can't be doing makeovers on them, but what you want to do is get together with them ahead of time. I had a party last night of all the bridal party. Do the bride get with her first by herself and maybe her mother or maid of honor, and then schedule a separate session for her girls, because you'll be there forever and it'll be unproductive if you do them all at the same time, okay? But brides make a fantastic look in the newspapers. Call those announcements, the engagement announcements. Okay, the next one is fairs. One of my consultants, she would look in the newspaper every day. She'd get the local paper, and she would look in there, and she would look at different events that were coming. There are craft fairs, you know, the community day where they have a street fair in your community, they have it, you know, Wayne Day or whatever the town is. Shop Till You Drop. There's like different churches that do functions. There's tricky trays. There's all different things that are in the newspaper that you can look up and call them and see if you can get a table. And oftentimes it's either free or it's like $30. You know, it's very inexpensive. It just depends. Sometimes they're more and you can split it with other consultants. Another thing that worked for me was Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts, again, sometimes it's a bust and sometimes it's great. That's why you need five of these different ideas. If you get a really good troop leader and you have her set up a mother-daughter, okay, don't get roped into where you go with just the kids. It has to be mother-daughter. And your reasoning, what you could say, is say, listen, I want it to be mother-daughter because I want her to be able to teach her. She needs to be an example for her daughter. Her daughter's not going to take care of her skin if mama isn't. You know, you take care of your skin, don't we? We do what our moms did. And so you want to make sure that the mom is there so that she can coach her on this hygiene and get her skin in shape. And that way, if she does want anything, the daughter doesn't go home and go, Mom, I want this. And the mom's going, what? I want them to be there and aware of what I'm offering so that they don't feel like I'm being pushy. So this is how you coach the troop leader. Then she likes you and trusts you. There's logic behind it. It's not like I want the mom there because she's got the wallet. Okay, that's really kind of why I want the mom there. But there's a lot of other reasons, right? We want the mom to trust us, and we want to be able to have a relationship. And I really believe it's important for those kids to have a good influence and somebody to coach them on how to take care of their skin rather than try to sell them stuff, because those kids spend a lot of money wasted. Okay, so you want to do something like that. The next thing is, facial boxes. Facial boxes obviously have been around in Mary Kay for a long time, and you've heard the fish bowls and the facial box and the, you know, whatever. I've had good and bad results with them. So the thing behind facial boxes is you've got to have a lot out, and you've got to move it if it ain't producing, okay? And you also need to get the owner sold on the idea. Okay, if you feel that the owner's like, yeah, threw it over there, I don't know that I'd leave my box there, okay? So this right here is an example of the facial box that I have used. You could use facial bags. I've had people do gift bags where they just put the sign on the outside of a really pretty gift bag, put a weight inside of it, you know, and it holds it down. Attach a pen, and you've got the facial box refill pads that are available on Section 2 for like 25 cents for a pad. I mean, it's cheap. And then I just had this little note here that says, register here for a free Mary Kay makeover plus a chance to win a $10 gift certificate to this store. Simply fill out a card and drop it inside the box. Must be 18 or older. And then it has my business cards attached to it, the little pad and that note and the slit, and they can just drop them in there. You can move these around, whatever. You can get these boxes at Rag Shop or Michael's and just spray paint them. They're just those little hat, mini hat boxes, and then just make the slit on the on the top. So, but listen, I would suggest you guys is to have 5 to 10 out. You really, to have 2 or 3 is just setting yourself up to be frustrated. And just know, some of them are going to get thrown out. You know, some of them are going to have kids that put their names in that are a joke, you know, or a guy who plays a joke or whatever. You know, I mean, don't take it personally, for goodness sakes. Your face isn't on it. You know, it's got nothing to do with you. It's got nothing to do with Mary Kay. It's just idiots. So what I would suggest is that you at least have 5 to 10, and these are the places that I have found work really well. Bagel shops, coffee-type shops that are quick, busy, professional people pop in and pop out. And they also have built a relationship with the person behind the counter. So if you get somebody who owns one of those shops and you say, in fact, I recruited a girl at one of those shops because she has so many customers that know her that she was able to sell to them. So what you do is you just talk to the person who's there every morning during rush hour. And you say, listen, tell your customers, put their name in there. If you do, I will give you a free satin hands. You know, give her something substantial. I would. For goodness sake, she sees professional people every day coming in to get a quick cup of coffee. So tell her, so whoever it is, have them. Guys are great. Guys, business owners that are men are awesome to network with because they understand business. And they aren't afraid to ask somebody for something. you know? So you say, you tell a guy that owns a bagel shop or an oil change place or a car wash, those are other places that are great. And you say, listen, get your clients to put their name in there. I'll give you a free cologne, okay? Or I'll give your wife a free makeover. I had a guy once that said, yeah, I'll do this if you give my wife a free makeover. I said, absolutely, I'll give her a free product. Well, she ended up becoming a recruit. But it's definitely the way to go in those types of situations, business owner type places. Dry cleaners are another good thing. Doctor's offices are great. I've done really well with facial boxes in doctor's office and gynecologist obstetrician type offices. So get really creative. The best thing to do is think of where are you spending your money. And if you're doing business with somebody, they need to be doing business with you. Okay? It's a give and take here. It leads to my next thing, which is referrals. Referrals from men are the best. You probably know men who sell insurance, who sell cars, who own businesses, who run offices. Ask them, who do you know, women who are professional, who deserve a pampering? Maybe you deal with a guy, you know, who has a wonderful receptionist that is always really good. Maybe you know, you deal with different people who have employees or neighbors or whatever, friends that you think would deserve pampering. I had a guy who was an insurance salesman, and he gave me 12 names, and he'd lived in that town for a really long time, and so he knew a lot of people, and he sold insurance, so he knew a lot of people through that too. He gave me 12 names of really sharp women, and I got so much business from that, whether it was sales and recruits. I got both. It was great. That's how I won my first free car. That was back in that day. Okay, the next idea is pamper sessions. I got this idea from, I was at the salon, and I was doing one of my appointments at the salon, and the lady just like totally was not someone who really cares about taking care of herself or wearing makeup or anything, but she was so nice, and she was in the home health care business. And she said, you know what? I don't really want anything, but she said, but I have an office, I work in an office with all women, and we're always looking for something to do for our staff because we have a really small budget. So we bring in people for free. We brought in a masseuse. We brought in, they brought in somebody else. I can't remember. But she said, would you come in and do something for our staff? I said, absolutely. So I thought, ding, 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 why don't I call all kinds of places like that and find out who needs, you know, staff. So she not only got me into her office, but she recommended two other people that would probably use my services. So I went in and did this pamper session. What I did is I said, just put me in a boardroom. Just put me in a separate room, and I'll bring satin hands, and I'll do satin hands on all the staff. And I brought a little travel hand cream for everybody, so they all got a little present. And then I also brought some PCP gifts wrapped up. Those of you who are new, PCP are the little premiums, the little free gift with purchase that we have. I always order a bunch of extra. So I wrapped a few of those, threw them in a bigger basket, and then when I sat with these ladies, they would come in, I massaged their hands with satin hands. I mean, I did the whole thing, massaged it. So we got to chat, and you know, so we kind of got to know each other. And it literally takes just like 3 minutes. They go in, they wash their hands, they come back in. I have them pick a flavored lotion. Instead of the hand cream, I have them pick some of the flavored ones. Well, then they would go, well, do you have a book? And, oh, I like that lotion. Can I order that? What else can I get? And so, of course, I would get sales. But I told the employer, I said, I am not going to push product. I'm not going to talk about it. If they want a book, I'll have one. If they want my services, that's what's in it for me, is that if they want my services, I'll give them my card. But I will not push it there. You have my word. And so, and they don't care as long as, you know, you do it in a nice way. So they would do the lotion. And then after they were done putting that lotion on and say, okay, now fill out this little card because you all are also entitled to a makeover. They're giving you a makeover too, your employer. And so if you fill out that card, check off if you want your makeover. And so they would do that, and I said, and I'm going to do a drawing. So even if you don't want the makeover, fill it out so that I'm going to do a drawing right before I leave and give away some of these things in this basket. So they filled out the card. So I was leaving with 20 names a pop, you know, and they're warm names because now we know each other. So I got recruits from it and sales from that. And then she referred me to other places, which I also did the same thing. And then they hired classes. And then I would, you know, I mean, it was awesome. So call if you've got if you know people who work in the healthcare industry, even if they work in a hospital or a doctor's office, usually they know people. they know someone who's in the home health care type of an industry. And that is a great office to get in, because there's tons of women and they are overworked and they're underpaid and they don't have a budget to do something rewarding for them. And so you can call the employer and you just say to them, say, listen, you know, I know you probably want to do something for your staff and it's not in the budget. And so what I do are free pamper sessions. And I come right out and say, this is what they get, and this is what's in it for me, because they're going to want to know what's in it for you. I mean, you know, you want to be just straight up and say, listen, it just gives me an opportunity to meet them. And if they want my services outside of the office, great. If they don't, no big deal. But at least I can give them my card, and I'll be really, comfortable about it. Okay, the next idea is the Chamber of Commerce. Every time I would move to a different place, I would call the Chamber of Commerce and I would find out when they had their After Five mixer, business card exchange. Almost every large city has business card exchanges where they meet at different people who are involved in the chamber. Chamber will sponsor them, like restaurants or hotels or businesses. And you meet like all different kinds of people, you know, so you go and you don't have to join the chamber. Don't join the chamber, because joining the chamber is a lot of money for what, you know. You could go to these After Five mixers and you pay $10 to get in, and then you walk around, you get names and you leave. So I would walk around and I would just go up to people and I would go, hi, I am looking for, you know what, I only have 10, and I would make it like, this was my script, because I'm such a dork, but I get really uncomfortable, so I thought, I just want 10 names and I'm out of here, okay? So I just go up to sharp women and I go, listen, I only have 10 minutes and I am looking for sharp women to be in my portfolio. And so I just kind of scoped around and picked the people I wanted, and you were one of them. And I'd just love to feature you in my before and after portfolio of professional women. Here's my business card. She gives me hers. And what's great is that I can call her at work. It's not a home number where you're going to play phone tag and get the machine and she's screening the calls. And she's a professional person. She's going to say, no, I'm not interested. I mean, professional people are straight up. They're going to say, no, I'm not interested. Or they'll set an appointment and hold it, because they understand business. So I love doing that at the chamber things. And I also, could you get that? I'd feature them before and after in my portfolio, and then I would put their business card by their face. So it promotes their business and they're in my portfolio. And then then a lot of times there's other organizations that have tables there, then you can go up to those organizations and talk to them about pamper sessions. You know, or there's a photographer, or there's, you know, all different people who are connected to brides. Or there's, there are men there that you can chat with, that you could, you know, talk to them about their wives and pampering them. So it is so awesome to put yourself in a place where there are other professional people. Okay, another idea, mom's group. I personally, obviously, have not done this, but a lot of my unit members have done this, and they will call MOPS, which are Mothers of Preschoolers, or they'll call a twins organization. Mary got a lot of business from the moms group she was involved in, and there are other organizations that, if you've got twins or triplets or whatever, that they can be involved in that. But you, if you don't have kids, you could still call them and say, listen, I'd love to do something, a presentation for your moms. And just do, I pull somebody up and do like a little makeover, a mini makeover on one of the moms, and just talk while you do it. Or you can have little samples to pass around and treat it kind of like a grand opening. Okay? So I would definitely, definitely talk to women's groups, moms groups. All of those organizations are always looking for people to do some kind of a promotion. Another thing I just did too is that a fashion show, the plastic surgeon that's in my networking group, she does fashion shows and she features her surgery, she features permanent makeup, and then she does fashions. And so I was able to meet some people who do fashion shows, and so now I'm going to start doing the makeup for their fashion shows. Okay? So you just, you never know where you're going to meet. And that leads me to this networking group. This is where it does cost money. This particular networking group that I'm involved in, some of them, if you call the chamber, you can find out if there's any local networking groups. I wouldn't get involved in a woman's networking group. Okay? Sorry, but these women are catty. I hate to say that, but they tend to be very insecure, and so they're not open to different things, and they're not real warm with women. If you're going to do networking organizations, do them where there are men involved. I hate to say that, but they understand business a whole lot better, and you'll get more business from the male that's just what I found. So this networking group I'm involved in, we meet every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. And some of you may go, well, I can't do that, but just listen to the idea and it may spur something else. It's called LETIP, L-E-T-I-P. It's international, so you could call locally wherever you live and find out there's a chapter. Those of you who live in New Jersey, call me and I can get you in a good one if there's one available by you. But it is $300, but I've already made it back. I mean, you'll make it back in a week. So because there's only one of each type of business represented in this organization. So there's only one insurance person, attorney, cell phone guy, pest control person, you know, there's all different things. I mean, chiropractor, plastic surgeon in our group, and then I'm the only cosmetic person. And so what we all get business for each other. Our mission is to help each other. So you don't feel uncomfortable saying, I want to meet your staff, I want to meet your wife, I want to, you know, who do you know? That's what we're there for. They want to give us leads because we're all required to give at least one tip a month. And so we are looking for ways to help each other. It's awesome. I mean, I get so much business from this. And then the holidays, all these guys are shopping. So you get tons of sales from the guys during the holidays, but then eventually you meet. That's how I got into the first salon, was one of the guys in my networking group, his wife worked at the salon. And so I met her, she loved the product, she got me in the salon. Shut up. Okay. The next thing, dress shops. I've gone into Casual Corner as a supporter of Mary Kay. Different dress shops will let you set up a table during the season changes and say, you know, register to win for a makeover to update your look for the new season. And we're giving away a $10 gift certificate to the store. And you can have them register. I've had consultants do before where we're doing a drawing every 30 minutes. And you can do a drawing for just little stuff, PCP gifts. And every 30 minutes do a drawing, be there for a few hours and be out of there. And you've got, you know, 20 some names or whatever. So you can do that at different, a lot of the independent type dress shops will let you do that. Annie said, I would go to the higher end, like Annie says, is pretty good. Then the ones that are more teeny bopper, that are real trendy, you know, like Mandy's and things like that, I wouldn't do it in those. But I would try to do it in something that's a little bit more of a professional type atmosphere. Another thing that I did was the before, this is, again, everybody does this, the before and after pictures, but this one, I won my first car doing this, and I may bring in a photographer again, but what we did was the before and after portfolio, and anywhere I went, I carried that little portfolio. It's just that purse size picture book, and I have before and after pictures, and you got to learn how to do before and afters right, okay? The before picture needs to be behind a white wall behind them with a white towel draped around them, okay? And then they take a picture without smiling. Then you take the after picture with a bright blouse, and I would tell them, bring a scarf or some kind of bright, wear a bright color, and then you take a picture after. And you fluff their hair, and I'd fluff their hair. We'd have fun with it. But if you talk to people when you're out and about and you show them your before and after book, you go, this is what I do, and I'm always looking for models. I'd love for you to be a model for me. And you can build your portfolio that way. The another thing I did was I talked with my local bank, and this particular guy was really into his staff. They would get trouble if they didn't have lipstick on. Like, he would reprimand them. So he was really big on image. And so find places that you think would be into their staff looking the part and say, listen, I would love to do a free image class for your staff. And again, it just gets you in front of those people. The other thing, another idea is fundraising. You can go to schools and find out who's the cheerleading coach, who's the band coach, who's PTA, you know, you all know all kinds of people who are looking to raise money for organizations that they're involved in. Call your local volunteer queen, and every town has one, and find out what she needs, and you can fit in with that fundraising, whether it's for the church or the kids or whatever. And again, a lot of the documents that support these ideas I will have on the website, okay? The... Okay. Well, I'm excited because these are just a few of the many things. Now, what I have always done is I've taken one idea and it's led into just creating a whole nother idea. So hopefully you can take some of these and then be creative and twist and turn them according to your lifestyle, because y'all are around different people and organizations than I am. But networking is the key. There are millions of people out there that really want our services. It's just a matter of getting yourself outside of your house. I mean, I really believe if you get out of your house, you'll meet people. That is the secret, because the first person that you talk to may not be the person that you're going to get business with. It will probably be her friend's sister's cousin. See, that's what you've got to remember, is that not every idea I gave you is going to work for you, but if you just get out the door and try an idea, another idea will be created. And that is what has always worked for me, because I've always been single, no kids, no family, no circles of influence around me, and I've had to be creative. So I hope this helps, and I hope that you... Other thing. So, you know, again, it's just being really creative. So, happy networking.